you were born in Ramsden.
Yes, yeah. At the, what they call it now? Anyway, it was the cottage by the triangle. You know, the, right. If you're going to the Seven Stars.
Yes.
It's a cottage on the left.
I right.
I was born there, but then we moved, when I was tiny, we moved to Flint's. Opposite Barrow Hill Farm.
Oh, I know, yes.
Yes.
Oh, right.
So we sort of lived there. And I went to down to Langrish, as they call it, school.
Down right. Strood, used to oh, right. So that it had already moved to Strood when you went to school, the
oh,
Langrish
yes,
school.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so we used to walk with the Carter girls and boys down to the school each morning.
You know. Really? And then back in the evening?
Yeah.
You didn't have to come back at lunchtime?
Oh, no. We took sandwiches.
Yeah. But that was still quite a walk.
Yes,
that must be
it was.
A good...
Yes.
It must be about a mile and a half at least. Probably 2 miles.
Yes, yes.
My goodness, Dosh. And you did that in all weathers?
Oh, yes, yes. Sometimes, if it was very wet, Mr. Luff, that lived opposite, you know, Graham's grandfather,
yes.
He'd got a car, so he might take us down or bring us home. You
right.
Know. But normally, you just put your wellies and your mac on, and that was it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and a pair of shoes to change into at school.
Yes.
Know.
Yeah, because I expect the roads were not as good as they are now. Not that they're great anymore.
No,
but,
no. But, yeah, and we were there until I suppose I was getting on for 15. And
so you were, it was a, took you from the age of 5 right through to 15. You didn't, there wasn't another... Like a secondary
at 11,
school.
We had to leave the school down there and go to East Mayen School.
Oh, right.
Which was the old one. You know,
yes.
Up on the
it's now the
there.
Two houses.
Yes, yes.
Oh, right. So you were in Strood from 5 till 11 and then you had to go to East Mayen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had to walk there, presumably.
Well, there was a bus.
Right.
But normally we walked, unless it was wet.
Right.
And then we used to have a penny to get on the bus. You know. And that was with the Carters that lived in Rose Cottage. You know, they worked for Mr. Love.
Right.
And so, you know... It was a long trek each day.
Yes. Well, and back.
Yeah. And then when I was between 14 and 15, Dad said, I've got a job for you. And now do you want it? And I said, oh. He said, it's at Timothy White's, you know, and... So I'd started Timothy White's as a junior, as a stockroom girl, you know.
In Petersfield?
In Petersfield, in Chapel Street.
Oh, right,
yes. You know, it's where the, is it a video shop? And then there's an alleyway that
goes
to the car park.
Yes.
I say to Philip, when we're in the car park one day, I said to him, you see all those iron steps up to that flat? He said, yes. I said, well, we used to go up and down there on a Saturday. It was stockroom day.
Oh.
And all the stock came in. We had to carry it up in baskets.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes, I know where you mean. Oh,
yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, and of course, I was there right up until the war started. And,
right.
And that was it, so...
And... So your dad farmed in Ramsden, did he?
Yes, it was a little farm then, yeah. We had cows and chicken, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So dairy cows?
Yes.
Gosh.
They used to supply milk around the village and also made butter. And,
right.
Mum made the butter, you know. And in the summer when it was very hot, you know. They used to, the well was in the scullery.
Right.
And they used to lower the butter down into the well, you know, just to keep it cool.
That's incredible, isn't it? And it worked, presumably.
Yeah,
it would do.
Then Dad would wrap it up in cabbage leaves, big cabbage leaves, and put it in a basket on his bicycle and then go and deliver it into Petersfield. So,
right. You know, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It was hard work, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
well, I was going to say.
Hard work for Mum.
Yes.
She had all her sort of ordinary jobs to do.
Because how many of you were there? How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Well, my eldest sister, she was already in service. You know, she was. She started at the. What was his name? Canon Masters in Petersfield. At St. Peter's.
Oh, right.
And then he was moved to Portsmouth, his provost of Portsmouth, and she went then there to work as well, you know.
Right.
And stayed there. That was Roger's mum.
Oh, right, Gladys. Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
right. I didn't ever meet her. Because, I mean, we only came to Langrish 8 years ago, and I think. I'm not sure whether she was still alive, but they were living down in Petersfield by then, weren't they, anyway?
Oh, yeah, Gladys, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they lived in the flat then there.
Yes.
You know, it was... then, of course, the war came, and that was me up to Oxford.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right, so did you have any brothers?
Yes, I had... And I had another sister,
right?
Kitty. She died when she was sort of 50-ish, you know. She had a heart complaint.
Right.
And she was married and got a family. And her daughter, Kath, she usually rings me up on a Wednesday afternoon, now and again, you know, but once a month.
Right.
To see how I'm getting on.
Right, yeah.
You
so
know,
where does
and she comes up now and again, her
oh,
and her
that's
husband,
lovely.
And, you know, to see me. But,
so where does she live now?
She's in Tunbridge.
Oh, that's quite a journey.
Yes. And there was my brother Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the desert during the war, you know.
Oh, right.
And he was prisoner of war in Austria for a long time, you know. And he came back home and he worked on the farm with Dad.
Right.
And of course, Bill wasn't, my younger brother Bill, he wasn't old enough to join the army or anything. And he worked on the farm.
Right.
Yeah.
This was in Ramsdean still?
No, this is after we moved down here. Yeah.
Oh, right. So when did you move down to Home Farm?
That was when I was about 14, 15.
Oh, right.
Yes,
right.
You know. And because the farm at Ramsdean, it all belonged to Talbot Ponsonby's.
Right.
The estate, you know. And when... The home farm, this one, they decided to give it up and the manager moved. And grandfather, I suppose it is, asked if Dad would like to take over this farm.
Oh, right.
So
you all moved to Langrish. Right.
Yeah, so...
So when you went off to Oxford, your brothers were here?
Yes,
On the farm?
Yes, so...
with your dad?
Jim had already joined the
army.
Oh,
yes, of course.
But Bill was here and he carried on with the farm.
Right.
Yeah, so... and they both, Dad and Bill, were in the... Dad's army thing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Right.
So they were doing their bit. And I was up in Oxford.
So you were all busy. You were up in Oxford doing your bit there.
Yes.
So when did you leave Petersfield and go up to Oxford?
It was 19... Well, soon after the war started, I suppose about 1914.
Right.
Yeah,
right. It's surprising they didn't use you on as a land girl.
Yeah.
Or did you not? You didn't want to?
Let me do that.
No.
You'd think it was far too heavy work.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But were land girls used in the area? Did they bring people in?
Yes, they were. Yes. There was Gladys lived up, you know, where Charles and Jane lived.
Oh, yes.
And she had a land girl there. Her name was Nellie. Worked on, I don't know which, she worked on different farms, I think, you know, but, or something to do with